The previous Mishnayos have discussed how two chatzeros could be joined together, or when two chatzeros have to be viewed as separate, to disallow the possibility of having a joint Erev chatzeros. Our Mishnah, continuing on that theme, Ayin Ches and Beis towards the bottom, Charis Shebein Beis Chatzeros. If you have a ditch that is between two chatzeros, Amak Asav Veroch of Dalet. If that ditch is 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide, which is the shear of a rishos. So that ditch of that those dimensions breaks up the two chatzeros such that you would not be allowed to have a single Erev chatzeros to cover the two chatzeros. You have to have a separate Eruve chatzeros. Afilu mole kash otevin. Even if that ditch is filled in with straw, with stubble, nevertheless, it doesn't break up the two chatzeros. So Rashi points out here, afilu mole tevin vekash, laf stimahi, that's not considered to be filling it up. Because these are things that a person would normally use, so the fact that they're covering, filling in the ditch is of no significance. We view it as if it's already out of there, it's not filling it up, and therefore you can't join the two chatzeros. Tosus points out that we're talking about kashin tevin that is not muksa, kashin tevin that you could use for animal fodder on Shabbos. If it was muksa, so then de facto it would have to be there all Shabbos, and then it could be viewed as being so, same as plugging up the hole, which would then allow you to have a single Erev Chatzeros. We're talking about things that are not muksa, that a person would usually use in the course of his Shabbos activity, and therefore it's not viewed as blocking up the hole. However, the Mishnah says, if it's mali afar or tsroos, if it's filled up with dirt or with pebbles, which is something that would be muksa, would not be used on Shabbos, so that's considered to be a stima. And there, ma'arvin echadvei, ma'arvin shnayim, there you can make a single eruv chatzeros. You would not be able to make two eruv chatzeros, because if you have this dish that's filled up, for all intents and purposes, there's no longer a dish there. So that's the difference between Kash and Tevin on the one hand and Ofer and Sroos on the other hand. What happens if you place a plank over this ditch? You have a plank that's 4 tvachim wide, and you place it over the ditch so that you can now walk from one side of the ditch, from one chatzer to the other chatzer. Or v'chein beis gizutz tros zu keneged zu. If you have two platforms or two porches on opposite sides, so here you have a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos as to what exactly this case is. We'll explain that in a minute. Just let's see the din first. So there ma'arvin shnayim. There you are allowed to make two separate eruv chatzeros. However, v'imrotzim ma'arvin echad, you can also make a single eruv chatzeros. So you have the option of either making two eruv chatzeros, either viewing the two chatzeros as being distinct, or you could view them as being joined and make a single eruv chatzeros. However, pachos mikan, if the neser, if the plank is less than 4 tvachim wide, then ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad, then you're only allowed to make two separate eruv chatzeros. We cannot view them as being joined. So this neser dalet, this 4 tefach wide plank, is viewed as creating a pesach, is creating a doorway, so to speak, between the two chatzeros. And if you have a doorway between two chatzeros, you have the option of either being ma'arev a single eruv chatzeros or being ma'arev two separate eruv chatzeros. As far as the second din of the Mishnah of the Beis Gizutz Tros, here you have a machlokas Rashi and tells us what exactly the picture is. According to Rashi, it sounds like the two Gizutz Tros, the two porches, are on one side of the charetz. And we're talking about whether I can join those two Gizutz Tros through a plank. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, we're not talking about a plank. We're talking about two Gizutz Tros. Most of you shouldn't learn this way. That we're talking about two Gizutz Tros, two porches that are opposite sides of the Chatzer. And each porch itself is an extension of the Rishus HaYachid of the respective building. And then the question is whether they are within four tvachim of each other. So there's no plank per se, according to Rabbeinu Tam. It's just a matter of, are they within four tvachim of each other, in which case we can view them as joined, or are they separated by more than four tvachim, in which case they are not joined. Let's see if we have the picture here. Yes, he has a picture here of the plank, of a plank joining the two Gizutz Tros that are on opposite sides of the buildings with a charetz in the middle. Okay. So now the Gemara asks the following question. The tevin lo chayis, is it really true that tevin, that straw, is not so same, doesn't plug up the ditch? Don't we have a Mishnah that we're going to see a little bit later in Ayin Tesamen Aleph? Mas ben sheben tishtei chatzeros, if you have a pile of straw that is between two chatzeros, gavor asara tvachim, which is 10 tvachim tall, ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad. So then, that separates the two chatzeros, and you're forced to make two separate eruv chatzeros. You cannot make a single eruv chatzeros. So there, the straw is considered to be there to have an effect of separating the two chatzeros. And in our Mishnah, we're viewing the straw as nullifying the ditch, as filling, as not being of significance. When it comes to the halachas of mechitza, which is the issue in the Mishnah on the next Amud, so there everyone agrees that a masbein is considered to be a mechitza. If you have a pile of straw, so that would separate two chatzeros and force you to make two separate eruvei chatzeros. But if the question is, is it considered to be so same to fill up the hole? So then it's a question of intent and a question of mitzvahs. If your intention is to leave the straw there all of Shabbos, so then it will be viewed as filling up the entire hole, and that hole is batel, and then you can make a single joint eruv chaseris. But if your intent is to use it over Shabbos, so then it's not viewed as filling up the hole, and it would be considered as if there is an actual charetz or an actual hole, and you would be forced to make two separate eruvei chaseris. Okay. Just to note parenthetically, there's a famous tshuva of the Chacham Svi in Siman Hey, in which he discusses the possibility of carrying within the Hag in Holland, which was a city that was surrounded by ditches. So in the context of that discussion as to whether the ditches around the city could constitute a mechitza, he invokes our Mishnah and says, you see from our Mishnah that a charetz can be considered a mechitza, a charetz that's 10 tefachim deep. You don't need a mechitza, which is a wall that's 10 tefachim tall. If you have a charetz that's 10 tefachim deep, that's also a mechitza. He quotes other rachonim that argue with him and they say, no, maybe our Mishnah is only considered considering it to be charetz l'chumra, as far as dividing two eruv chaseros, but maybe it can't be used as a mechitza l'kula, and the Chacham Svi dismisses those arguments, although some later achronim take issue with the Chacham Svi. Okay. Vayitzvah in the Gemara. Malei afar. So what happens if you filled up the charetz with afar? So then the Mishnah says that is considered to be so same, and you could then make a single eruv chaseros. And we're asked, afilu b'stama, is that true? That even without any intent, if you just fill it up with the dirt or fill it up with pebbles, then without any intent, it's considered to be so same. Tanan, don't we have a mission olos? The din by olos by tumas oel is that if you have a mace and an oel in a house in a building, so then if you have a paseach tefach on top, if the building is not filled up all the way to the ceiling and you have a space of a tefach, so then whatever else is in the oel, is in the building, is considered to contract tumas mace. However, if you don't have a paseach tefach, if it's filled up all the way to the top, so then you have what's called tuma ritzutza, it's bokas viol ala rakia, the tuma goes all the way up to the sky. It's not a time where it's in the house, but the tuma goes all the way up to the sky. So the din is there in the Mishnah. What happens if you have a house that has a mace inside and you filled it up with straw or with pebbles? Ubitlo, and then you are mevatel the tevin. You say, I have no intention of using this tevin for anything else. I intend that the tevin is going to stay in this house for a long time. So then it's batel. So that's considered to be batel. It's considered to fill up the whole house. And then you would have tuma bokas, v'ola. So gemara's medayi, bitlo in, lo bitlo lo. So that's only true if you're actively mevatel it. But if you're not mevatel it, if you just put it there bestam and have no intent or don't declare any intent, then it's not considered to be filling up the entire house. So our Mishnah sounds like if you fill it up with afar, we don't ask any other questions. It's considered to be so same. And the Mishnah there sounds like it's only considered to be so same if you actually explicitly say that you intend to leave it there. So that's the steer the Gemara is bothered by. Amar Rafuna Mantana Olas Rabbi Yosihi. So it's the Machlokas Tanaim, and the Tana of the Mishnah Olas is Rabbi Yosi, and our Mishnah is a different Tana. The Gemara says that may be true, but it doesn't work in that direction. Rabbi Yosi, if you're going to tell me that the Mishnah there is Rabbi Yosi actually says the opposite. Rabbi Yosi is more like our Mishnah. The Tanya, we have in another Brisa Tosefta Olas. Rabbi Yosi Omer Tevin Ve'ein Asalifno. So if you fill up a house with straw and you don't intend to remove the straw in the future, Harei Kistam Afar Batel. So that's the equivalent of Afar that you put there without any declaration. and that's going to be batal. Afar vasal ifnasa, if you have afar there and you intend to remove it, harayu kistam teven velo batal. So that's the equivalent of straw that you put there without any intent, and it's not batal. So what do you see? The brisa there is assuming, this Rabbi Yossi in the Tosefta, is assuming that stam afar is batal. So that sounds like our Mishnah. So in a Chanami, that's what the Gemara says. Alam Ravasi, man tana eirvin Rabbi Yossi. No, Rabbi Yossi is the time of our Mishnah. So Rabbi Yossi is the time who holds that stam afar is batal. And the Mishnah in Olos is a different time that stam afar is not batal. Rav Huna Brei Rav Shua Amar, different tariffs. Tumah Shabbos Karamis, you're asking a kasha from Tumah and Shabbos, two totally different issues. Hanach Yisr Shabbos, da filo arna kinami mevatel inish. Forget about Shabbos. Shabbos is different because when it comes to Shabbos, even a money pouch, a money purse, even something that's of significant value, because it's muksa, you're not going to move it on Shabbos, that's considered to be batel. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Hanachi Sir Shabbos, Kigomas Nisan, our Mishnah, came into offer Einu Nitel B'Shabbos. Since it's Muksa, Stame Batil, so the default is that it's going to be Batil. Afilo Arnaki, even a kiss Malimos, a purse full of money, Batil Shab. That's going to be Batil because you can't use it on Shabbos. Aval Tevin V'Kash, Nitel Machal Behema. But Tevin Kash, which is animal fodder, that you're allowed to move on Shabbos. So that's the resolution of the Stira. Now, Tumah is a totally different parsha. The default should be that maybe it's not going to be batel b'stam, but Shabbos is batel because it's muksa and you're not going to carry it anyway. Ravashi Amar, different tariffs. Bayis Acharis Karamis, you're asking Akasha from the din in Olos, which is a din in a house, to our din about Erev Chaseros, about a whole ditch between two Chaseros. Bishlam Acharis Limitaimekai. I understand when it comes to a hole, so there your intent is to plug up the hole. You want the hole to be plugged up. So then it's more readily going to be batel. But when it comes to houses, your intent to plug up a house, you don't usually want to fill the house all the way up to the ceiling. So then the default is that it's not going to be batel unless you explicitly indicate otherwise. Okay. Nothing love Nesser Sharoch of Dallas. The Mishnah said in the Seifa that if you have charitz between two different chaseras, and you put a plank that is four tefachim wide over the charitz, over the ditch, then you have the option of either being ma'arev one eruv chaseras or being ma'arev two eruvei chaseras. Amar Rava, lo shanu ela shenasan l'rochvo. This then only applies if you're going to place this plank widthwise, meaning that you have a ditch, you have the ditch here between the two chaseras, very good visual here. They have two chaseros on either side. You're going to put the plank widthwise over the ditch to join the two chaseros. Avalu orko. But if you're going to put it lengthwise, then afilu kol shunami sharemiya tamidalit. So if you have a ditch that is exactly four tefachim wide, and you're going to put a plank that's going to extend a little bit over that four tefach crevice, so as long as you're mimayit from four tefachim, you're okay. So if you're going to put it lengthwise, widthwise, you have to have a fourth vachim that's going to go over the entire ditch. If you're putting it lengthwise, so then as long as it cuts into the ditch a little bit, and you remite that ditch from fourth vachim, then we view the two chaseres as being joined, and you have the option of making a single Erev chaseres. Okay.
It'll have to be a small part of it, though, not along the whole haritz, right?
No, I think it'd probably have to be along the whole haritz.
Oh, that's the...
Because otherwise you're going to have an area that's four tefachim that's separating them.
This picture here doesn't seem to indicate that.
Yeah?
In this picture.
Mm-hmm.
Here, look. This picture.
Yeah.
If I understand this correctly, mm-hmm. this picture is showing only like a part of it, right? You know what I mean? It's making one part of it less. That's not going all the way across, right?
But as long as you have an area that's going to be 10 tefachim deep by 4 tefachim wide somewhere there, I think you would have a problem. Unless I'm missing something. The Rashi actually says Ksas Rochav Acharitz. Shadosan Lorkar Shacharitz Daftalid Arechal Gabi Yesedos Eitzels Fasa Stam Ksas Rochav Acharitz Miyatami Dalid. Maybe you're right. So I guess what that means is that as long as you have an area
right.
in which they're joined within four tefachim, so then if they're joined at that point, so you can make it, you're right, correct. As long as they're joined at one point, you can make a Erev Chaseros, you're correct. Thank you.
It seems to be, as long as it's four, I guess four I don't know, four tefachim this way. You don't think of four.
Right, as long as you have an area at which they're within four tefachim, the two chaserim are within four tefachim of each other.
How much of an area? Here it says four, four and four. I don't know if that means four tefachim and four arms. Maybe suppose it's only a millimeter. You know what I'm saying? How much do you need?
Right. Not sure.
Here it says here. If I can comment on the
question. Yeah, please.
Mm-hmm. If the board is at least four tefachim long.
Right.
As long as you have four tefachim long.
Mm-hmm.
In the you know what I'm saying, and that shortens the spot from the left to the right of the chavetz.
Right.
Then that's the end. Mm-hmm. Here that the chavetz is 10 miles long. As long as there's four tefachim this way, and you're shortening it at one point, that seems to be enough. From what I
right, so then they're viewed as if they're joint, they're halachically joined at one point, so you can make a single ayur chesed. Okay, good. Then the Gemara continues. V'chein shtei gezuz tro, zuken agezuf. You have two porches, two platforms that are opposite each other. So for the moment, let's learn like Tosfos. They were talking about two chaseros that are opposite each other that are within or more than four tefachim away. So Amar Rava, Hada Amar, we'll read without the Bach's change. Hada Amar Zukinegazu in Zushalokinegazulo. So the din of the Mishnah applies if I have the two platforms that are opposite each other. But if they're not opposite each other, if they're like that, or Zulamalami Zunami Lo Amran Elashiesh Bain Zelashal Amarava. Hada Amar Zukinegazu in Zushalokinegazulo. Vizulamalami Zunami Lo. So they can't be not opposite each other and they can't be above each other. They have to be pretty much straight opposite each other. So then, if they're more than four tefachim away from each other, there's a problem. If there's less than four tefachim, you're okay. Or if you're learning like the Rabbeinu Tam, that you have, or not like the Rabbeinu Tam, that you have the plank joining them, so the plank has to join them within four tefachim, but not beyond four tefachim. And also, lo amin al shiyesh bein zeh lezeh shlosh tefachim. It's only a problem that you need to solve with the neser or with the proximity if the two gezuz tros are more than three tefachim away from each other. Aval ein bein zeh lezeh shlosh. But if the gezuz tros are within three tefachim of each other, so then that's considered to be a gezuz tro akumahi. That's considered to be a crooked platform, a crooked porch. But for all intents and purposes, it's a single unit, and then you don't need any other tikkun to fix it. The Rebbeinu Chananel has a girsa here of amuka, as opposed to akuma, a deep porch. But I assume the kavanah is pretty much the same. Okay. The Mishnah says, "Mas bein shebein shtei chatzeros." If I have a pile of tevin that is between two chatzeros, gavoa asar tefachim, if it's 10 tefachim tall, ma'arvin shnayim ve'im arvin achad. So that mas bein is viewed as breaking up the two chatzeros, such that you would have to make two independent eruvei chatzeros. Elu machilim mikan ve'elu machilim mikan. Even though you have to have two separate chatzeros, you are allowed to let your animals eat from the tevin that is on the top of this pile from either side. Nismayda tevin me'asar tefachim. What happens if when Shabbos began, or when the picture began, you had a tevin pile that was more than 10 tefachim, and then the pile got smaller, now it is less than 10 tefachim. Then ma'arvin achabe, ma'arvin shnaim. So then, you have to have a single ayur chatzeros, you can't rely on two ayur chatzeros, because it's considered to be a single chatzer. Even though the Mishnah tells us that you're allowed to have your animals graze and eat from the tevin on this pile, you're not allowed to take some for the road. You're not allowed to take down from the pile to put it into some kind of a container and then give it to the animal to eat from that container. The concern there is, as Rashi explains, that if you are going to put it in the container, so then it may more readily lower the height of the masbein such that it would render your Erev Chatzeros ineffective in the middle of Shabbos. If you just let the animal graze there, they're only going to take a minimal amount. But if you're going to actually take it down yourself and put it in a kli, so then you're more likely to be memait the height of the masbein to below 10 tefachim, which would be a problem for further use on Shabbos. The Gemara asks, Shari, is that true that you're allowed to take your animal and bring your animal to the masbein and have it eat from the masbein? The Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mamid Adam es behemto agabe asavim b'Shabbos. So you're allowed to bring your animal and have him eat from grass on Shabbos. But you're not allowed to bring your animal to a muksa, an area where there was previously gathered or cut up wood or other straw, and have him eat from there on Shabbos. Because if you're going to bring the animal to this muksa, we're concerned that you may come to move it and be in violation of the Isser of Tiltal Muksa. If you bring the animal to the grass is attached to the ground, the animal is going to graze, we're not concerned that you're going to pluck the grass off the ground. But if you're bringing it to an area where there's pre-packaged, pre-cut tevin straw, so then we're more concerned that you may come to lift it up and you'll violate the Isser of Tiltal Muksa. So how could it be that our Mishnah tells you you're allowed to bring the animal to the Masbin? Isn't that against the din we have in Shabbos Kuf Kaf Beis? So my answer is to come la biapa vi aza vi achla. No, we're talking about a case where you're not directly bringing it to the masbein, but you're creating a situation in which it's going to be forced to go there. You're cutting off the other exits, so it's in this enclosed area, and it's naturally going to go to the area of food to eat from the masbein. Okay. V'lo yiten l'soch kupasa tevin. Is that true that you're not allowed to put tevin into your box? Fatanya, do we have a brisa? Bayis shebein shtei chaseros. If you have a house that's between two chaseros, a meluhu tevin, and you filled that house up with tevin, ma'arvin shnayim ve'marvin achad. So then you have to make two separate eruv chaseros. Zen osing l'soch kupasa v'yachil, v'zen osing l'soch kupasa v'yachil. Each person is allowed to take from the tevin in this house in the middle and put it into his box. Nismayta tevin miyasaris v'achim. What happens if the tevin is lessened from ten tvachim, meaning the height goes down, then shnei masurim, then they're no longer allowed to take from the tevin, and they're no longer allowed to rely on the eruv chaseros that was made at the time that it was ten tall. Kesedosa, so what is the option if you can no longer rely on the existing eruv chaseros, then they have to come out to bitul rishus? So then one of the parties has to lock up his door and be mevatel his rishus, and that will allow the other party to at least take part in the original Erev Chatzeros. Who usher, he's not allowed to carry, but the other guy is going to be allowed to carry. The same thing is true if you have a pile of straw that is between two Techumei Shabbos. Okay. Sunny Mias, but what do you see in this brisa? You see that you're allowed to put into the kupa, into your utensils. That's against the din of Rav Huna. So my answer is Amri Bayis, Keva Deika Tikra, Kimifchis, Min Karele Milsa, Hachala Min Karele Milsa. Now the chiluk is, when it comes to a bias, we're less concerned that you're going to take too much straw. The whole concern over here about putting in the kupa is you're going to take too much, and then you're going to be mai the shear below yud. So in a house, you see what you're dealing with. There's a ceiling, and you have more of a sense of how much is there. But if you're out in the open, you don't have that same sense, and you won't necessarily notice when the shear dips below asarat vachim. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to analyze the brisa that we're talking about. Nismayt atavim yasarat vachim. Shneyan Asurin. That if the shear goes below 10, so then neither party is allowed to rely on the original Erev Chaseros. Ha'asara Shari, that sounds like if it's exactly 10, then you're okay. V'afagav de midlaitek retuva, even though your memait significantly. Shma mina mechisa she'en magios etikra, shma mechisa. So what do you see? So we discussed this earlier in the case of the different compartments on Mishnah Ayin Beis, that if you have a mechisa that doesn't go all the way up to the roof, that's still considered to be a mechisa. So even if the pile of tevin doesn't go all the way up to the roof, as long as it's still 10 tvachim, that's considered to be a valid mechisa. Amar Abaye, not necessarily. You can't necessarily prove the din of mechisa she'en magios etikra, because maybe here we're talking about a limited okimta. And here we're talking about a house that has, to begin with, the roof is only a little bit less than 13 tvachim, and now I'm imayit, so it goes to 10. The tevin asara. So I started off with a roof that's less than 13, and now I have tevin asara. But in a chanami, if the roof is higher, so maybe you could only go as up to the shear of love it to the roof. Maybe even talking about a house that has 10 tvachim exactly. And the tevin, all you need is that it be 7 plus. So that's, it's within Lavad. As long as it's within three Tvachim, that's considered to be Lavad. So Mishlam Labaye, the 13 Shear, Hainan Diksani Meyasara. So then I understand why the Brisa said that it's Nisma'id Meyasara. Because he started off with 13, now you're down to 10. El Rafuna Brady Yeshua Man Asara, you only started with 10, and you're down to 7. That's not Asara. So my answer is Mitaras Asara. It means the din of Asara. So Lavud, 7 plus Lavud is Asara. So that means the din of Asara, but now that you actually have a Mechitza of Asara. Okay, so in that case, the Brisa said that if it's Nismai Me Asara, Shnei Nasurin. Shmami Na, Diurin Abon Bishabis Asurin. So what do you see? That if you have other residents that come into an area, into a chaser and Shabbos, so they aser on the others, because that's what happened over here. Basically, you had a single joint area of chaser, so now that it is nismait, sorry, I had two separate areas of chaser, now that it's nismait, I view it as if the resident of the second chaser becomes a resident of the first chaser, they're now part of the same joint chaser. So don't you see that the Yuron Abon B'Shabbos Asurin, or Osrin? Where it says, no, Dilma Imayin Me'asman. Maybe the Chechatimsa that the Bryce is talking about is where it went below the 10 Tvachim before Shabbos, and you didn't make a new Erev Chatzeros after it went below the 10 Tvachim in Erev Shabbos. So what's the Takana in the situation where you can no longer use the Erev Chatzeros where it's Nismayin Me'asara? Kesarosa, what do you do? No, let's base so Mevatel Rishusa. So the Bryce said, sounds like you have to do two things. You have to lock the house, and you have to be mevatel your rishus. And where it says tarti, is that true? You need both of those. You need to both lock your house and be mevatel rishus. Normally, in a case like this, it's sufficient to be mevatel rishus alone. Oh, no, well, it's based on mevatel rishus. No, you can do either or. You could either lock your house, and locking your house is the functional equivalent of bitul rishus, because you're indicating that you don't want to have any part in the joint chazer. Yibayisemeli olam tarti. Sorry, or you could be mevatel rishus and then you have to lock your house. Yibayisemeli olam tarti. Maybe here you talk and need both steps. Came into dash beyasi l'tiltule. Here we're more concerned because since you were already using the existing erev chatzeres beforehand, you're already utilizing the chatzer and carrying in the chatzer. So then we're more concerned that you may come to forget the fact that the erev chatzeres is no longer valid, and that's why we make you do two things. Not only is it's insufficient to just be mevatel rishus, you have to be noelis beso as well. Okay. Hu aser v'chaveiro mutter. So in that case, where you are mevatel rishus and noel, either both or either one, so then the person who did this takana of mevatel rishus is no longer allowed to cash into the erev chatzeres, and the other person that's remaining is allowed to use it. Pshita. That's pasha, that's what bitul rishus accomplishes. No, the chiddush is that this is true even if the other guy that himself wants to be mevatel rishus. You can't go back and forth. You can't say that Reuven is going to be mevatel rishus and then Shimon can use the erev chaseris, and an hour later Shimon will be mevatel his rishus. So that Reuven can use the erev chaseris. Once one party is mevatel rishus, so then the other party can't be mevatel rishus himself, and you have to keep with the status quo. If you have a pile of tevin between two tuchumei Shabbos, so that's the same din, that if it's asar tvachim tol, then either party from either tchum is allowed to use that tevin. Again, the Gemara says pshita. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that even a tchum of alpayim amah is a din daraisa. You might have thought that maybe here we should make a gzera that because tchumen is daraisa, so maybe we're concerned that you may come to take tevin from the area that extends beyond your tchum. Kamash v'lan, that we're not going through that far, and everyone can take from the tevin that's in the middle and bring it into their own respective tchum Shabbos. Okay. So now the next Mishnah goes on to a new topic, which is how do we affect a sheet of mevoos? Specifically, how can one be mezaka in a sheet of mevoos on behalf of other residents of a mavi? So the Mishnah asks, Ketzad mishtatvim b'mavi. How does one affect a sheet of mevoos? that in addition to the tikkun of lechi kar, whatever the tikkun for a mava is, you also have to have some kind of a food that's going to join the residents of the mava to allow them to be metaltel in the mava on Shabbos. So how do we affect this sheet of mavavos? Maniach es achavis, so you take the jar, the barrel of wine, let's say, or whatever the food is going to be. V'omer harezu l'chol b'nei mava. You say this is going to be on behalf of all the residents of the mava. But that's not sufficient because someone has to acquire it on behalf of all the residents of the mava. U'mezakelen ayidei b'no bita b'agdolim. So then you have to affect, someone has to acquire ownership of that chavis on behalf of all the residents of the mava. So it's pashut that another resident of the mava could acquire ownership on behalf of the other residents of the mava. And the Mishnah is telling you don't necessarily even have to go that far. But you can even use b'no ubito agadolim. You can even use your of-age sons and daughters. And you can even use v'ayidei avdo v'shevchaso ha'ivrim. You can use your Jewish avadim and shvachos. V'ayidei ishto, you can even use your wife. We'll qualify that in a minute. Aval ena mezakeloi de ben obito aktana, but you can use your not of age minor children. Velo ayde avdu v'shelchas aknani, you can use an avaknani. V'neshi yadun kiyadu, because they don't have independent ownership. They don't have an independent yad. Whatever they own is owned by the father or the master. So it tells you, of course, from the Beinu Tam, that the definition of Ayidei B'no B'ito HaGadolim here is equivalent to the definition in the Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Yud Beis in the context of Metzia, and that's subject to Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Just look at Tosfos for a moment. Mezaklen Ayidei B'no B'ito HaGadolim Amar Beinu Tam Tile Rabbi Yochanan Da Amar B'Harkan Da Bav Metzia Gabi Metzia Lo Gadol Gadol Mamish. Rather, when it comes to Metzia, if a person acquires a Metzia, so there it says that if it's b'no hagadol, so then he acquires it on his own behalf and not on behalf of his father. The Gemara says, Malchokas Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. But one opinion is that it's lo gadol gadol mamish, but rather gadol ve'eno someich al shulchan aviv. It has to be someone who is not dependent on his father for sustenance. So if he is a gadol and he is someich al shulchan aviv, so he has a din of a katan. If he's a katan and he's not someich al shulchan aviv, he has a din of a gadol. So it's not dependent on his age per se, it's dependent on his financial independence. So whatever we say over there should be here as well. Rabbi Natan says, therefore, the din of being zocha neshita mevos on behalf of other residents of the mavoi is dependent on your financial state, financial independence, and not on your age per se. So this is machlokas rishonim, whether that in fact is true lalachas 2 days in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Samach Vav Siftes. There's a question as to what the Shitas HaRambam is. The Tor assumes that the Rambam is cholek on the Rabbeinu Tam. The Beis Yosef thinks it's not so pasha because the Rambam in Bav Metzia in Hilchas Metzia distinguishes between Gadol Mamish and a Gadol Samech HaShulchan Aviv, but an Erevin doesn't. The Beis Yosef says an Erevin is just quoting the Mishnah Pitzarasa, but it doesn't mean that he doesn't subscribe to that distinction. So whatever the Rambam Shita actually is, bottom line is 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says that it's better to be machmir in both directions, meaning that you shouldn't be mezakeh ayidei b'no hagadol who is samech al shulchan aviv. You should not be mezakeh ayidei b'no hakatan who is not samech al shulchan aviv. You should only use b'no gadol who is not samech al shulchan aviv. Whatever we say here is also true in Hilchos Erev Tavshilin, because you have the same halacha that if you want to include other people in your Erev Tavshilin, then you need someone to be zocha in that Erev Tavshilin on behalf of the other people you're including. So whoever is able to be zocha in a shita mevoas on behalf of the other residents of a mavoi is also able to be zocha in an Erev Tavshilin on behalf of whoever else is cashing into your Erev Tavshilin. Okay. So that's b'no b'ito agdolim. And then Ayidei Ishto Tosafot points out over here. That's also somewhat complicated. He quotes the Gemara Nedarim that we're talking about a woman who has independent property, that she also has a bayis b'also mavoi, and since she can be zocha on her own behalf, she can be zocha on behalf of others. But if she doesn't have her own independent property, so then we say that yad isha ki yad baila, that a woman doesn't have her own independent ownership And in that case, she would not be able to acquire the sheath of mavos on behalf of other residents of the mavi. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda. Chaviz shel shitufei mavos sarech lagbiyam in a karka tefach. When you acquire the chavis of shitufei mavos on behalf of other residents of the mavi, you need to do a maisa kinyan. You're doing a hagbah. And that hagbah has to be a hagbah of one tefach. So Tosus is bothered here. Sometimes you need hagbah of three tefachim. Why one tefach? So Tosus points out, sarach lagbiyam in a karka tefach, mikan ein lo chiyach, the hagbah sagi b'tefach. You can't prove from here that hagbah in kol ha-Torah kula only requires lifting up one tefach. The shani shitufa mivavos the rabbanon. This is only din the rabbanon, so we're mako. But in general, in choshe mishbar samachlokas, whether you need one tefach or three tefachim, and we try to be machbir to require three tefachim. But it's only when it comes to shitufa mivavos, the whole concept of everything is din the rabbanon anyway. So then we're mako that it's sufficient to have a hagbah of a single tefach. The Mishnah Berurah points out that even that's not pashit. You could go in the other direction. Some rabbanon suggest that maybe it's sufficient to have a kinyan yad. If you're going to put something in my hand, so there's something called a kinyan yad, even without agbah, the fact that it comes into my hand is enough to affect a kinyan. So the Be'er Halacha discusses that maybe a kinyan yad would be sufficient. But
kinyan yad does not require
agbah. Kinyan yad does not require agbah. Agbah is a separate kinyan. Okay, kinyan yad may be a kinyan chaser, that's a whole separate sugya. But that's a discussion. So it could be you don't need anything, could be you need one tefach, could be you need three tefachim. So our Gemara says that you need one tefach. Okay, Amar Rava, Hani Tarti Mili, Sabi de Pumpadis Arminu. So there are two things, that the elders of Pumpadisa said. Chada Ha, so one is the statement we just made. Idach, Ha Nikadesh, Mikiddish, Imta Malalugbav, Yatzav Imlav, Lo Yatza. Then in order to be Yotze Kiddish, you have to drink a Malalugbav. Malalugbav is Rov Revius. So in order to be Yosef Kiddush, you have to drink a Malal Lugma. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, in Hilchos Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch actually quotes 3 days about this, who has to drink the Malal Lugma. So the first day, which is the opinion of Tosfos, by the way, Tosfos just points out, what does Malal Lugma mean? Malal Lugma literally means a cheekful. So it doesn't mean, you might have thought a cheekful means both cheekfuls. So Tosa says, Rabbi Natan, that only means one cheekful, that if you take a mouthful of liquid and you push it to one cheek, how much fits in one of your cheeks? So we generally assume that this is dependent on the person. There's no, it's not like a revius, which is an objective shear, but a malalugmav is a malalugmav of an individual person. So 3 days in Shulchan Aruch, according to the first opinion, in order to be Yosei Kiddush, the Mekadesh himself has to drink Malalugmav. According to the opinion of the Russian Arve Psachin, the Mekadesh himself doesn't have to drink a Malalugmav, but someone has to drink a Malalugmav. Doesn't have to be Mekadesh himself. And then there's a Yesh Omrim, which is actually the Ritva here in Arsugya, of all places, not in Arve Psachin. And the Ritva says, the Ritva quotes this Rebbe, the Ra'ah, who is mistopic about this, and then the Ritva says, this is the opinion of the Bali Tosus. We don't have this in any of our collections of the Bali Tosus, but the Ritva quotes in the Bali Tosus that it's sufficient to have a Malo Lugmav consumed by committee. That even if no one person drinks a Malo Lugmav, if you have by committee, everyone drinks a little bit, and together that adds up to Malo Lugmav, then that's sufficient to the Yosei the Chiyuv of Kiddush. So that's the third opinion, Shulchan Aruch, which... even though the Mishnah Berurah was an Eliyahu Rabba who thinks that that's the most correct opinion, but lalacha, we try to be machmir, we should be machmir, that one person should drink a lugmav, usually lechachila, the mekadesh himself. Arbakosis is a different halacha. There you have 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, you have the opinion of the Ramban, who says that maybe by arbakosis lela seder, it's not enough to drink a lalugmav or rov revius, you have to drink rov hakos. That's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. That might be a unique din by Leil HaSeder. So is it sufficient to drink a Rov Revius and Malalugmav, or do you have to drink Rov Kos? That's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach. But when it comes to Kiddush and Shabbos, no one says Rov HaKos. It's sufficient to drink Malalugmav. Even if you drink a Malalugmav, Malalugmav isn't a shir to be Mechayiv in Bracha Achrona. You only Chayiv in a Bracha Achrona if you have a Revius. So then if you drink somewhere between a Malalugmav and a Revius, when it comes to Kiddush, it's not necessarily an issue because
you're not making a dependent bracha chorin on Kiddush anyway. But any other kos shel bracha, you run into the problem, a kos nisuin. So kos nisuin, you have to drink mlo lugmav. If you're going to drink a mlo lugmav, so then you're yosei the kos shel bracha, but you haven't had enough to drink a bracha chorin. So Rav Schechter says that when he got married, Rav Moshe Feinstein was his Masada Kedushin, Rav Moshe said that under the chuppah, the chassan should drink Mlo Lugmav, and then he'll go into the Yichud room, and the Yichud room will have a Kezayis and Mezonos, and he should say the Bracha Achrona of Mein Shalosh, and it'll include the Alagaf, and also because that's a Safek, whether you can say a Bracha Achrona on a Mlo Lugmav, or do you need a Revias. So that in the... I slightly misspoke. That window between a Lugmav and a Revias is a Safek. You only make a Vadeh Bracha Achrona if you have a Revias. But that's where Moshe Lishitasu argues on the Mishnah Berurah. Moshe has a tshuva. Mishnah Berurah says that if you have a Vadai, let's say your Vadeh Mechiv in an Alamichya, in a Mesupik, whether you're Mechiv in a Alagefen, so Mishnah Berurah says you can't just add the Alagefen to the Alamichya. And Ramosha is cholik on the pesach of the Mishnah Berurah in a tshuva, and Ramosha says that you can. So Ramosha in this hara was Lishitasu. That if you have a vadai alamichya and a safek alagefen or vice versa, you can include the safek in the vadai bracha achrona. Okay, let's just finish up. Then the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chaviva, Hanami Savi de Pumpedisa Arminu." There's a third statement of the elders of Pumpedisa. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Osin Medua Lachayi B'Shabbos. If you have a woman who just gave birth, so you can be Mechal Shabbos for her. She's a chol sheyish basakana within the first few days. So you're allowed to make a bonfire for a fire. Savri mina l'chaya in l'cholalo. So we thought that that's only talking about a chaya, a woman who just gave birth, but not for a regular chola. Bimosa gesham im bimosa chamela, and also only true in the winter, not in the summer. Okay. Imar amar av chia bar avin amar shmuel hekiz dam in itzdanein osin la medur b'shabbos. A person, if he had blood left from him, that's also a sakana. So he's allowed to make a fire on Shabbos. Afilu b'tkufas tamuz, even in the summer. Okay. Since we have an extra 2 minutes, let's just go back to the Mishnah. We started with an Ayin Chesem and Beis. So the Mishnah there said that even if you have Kash and Teven filling up the Chariz between the two Chaseros, that is not considered to be Memaliyat because you're going to remove it on Shabbos. So Tosa pointed out, as we said, that we're talking about things that are not Muksa. And Tosis is bothered. Don't we have a din in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos Perek HaZorek that if you have a bor b'rishis harabim, which has the dimensions of rishis hayachid, and then you fill it up with fruit, so that actually fills it up. And if you throw something into it, you're going to be pater because that is mevatel the mechitza. So what is the difference between the fruit over there and the tavan over here? Fruit also is not muksa, something that you can use on Shabbos. So there, if you fill up a ditch with fruit, we say that we view the fruit as being mevatel the mechitza, and here we don't view the tavan as being mevatel the mechitza. So the answer is that in a chanami, min haTorah, it definitely is mevatel the mechitza, even if you're going to remove it subsequently. And that's talking about a din d'oraisa. Are you going to be chayiv for throwing from one rishis to another rishis? But our mishnah is talking about a din d'rabbanan of eruvin. So there, there is a more practical consideration. Are you, bottom line, going to remove it or not? And if you are going to remove it, then we view it as already being removed.